Today is the Vijayadashami, yesterday and today. The Vijayadashami is till afternoon, which means it's a good auspicious day to begin. That's why I didn't, actually I was thinking of asking you to come yesterday evening, but luckily we also had Vijayadashami in the morning. So still we have Dashami. Afternoon comes the Ekadashi. So it is auspicious time, it's a beginning of the Vedic academic year. You know, so we have to supposed to start our classes today. Om Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om. I can say briefly, we understand the reality in terms of its Swarupam, the nature. Because of its indescribability. So knowing is the Swarupam. Knowing. Whenever you use any gerund, we take the gerund for the noun form of the verb. Like going, coming, sitting. These all noun forms of the act of doing something. Of a given verb. So knowing also happens to be the gerund. We may mistake it for what? A verb, an action. Is knowing an action? Means definitely knowing is not an action. Knowing is not an action. Action means there must be effort. And there must be initiative, there must be will. There's no will involved, there's no effort involved, there's no initiative involved in knowing. Therefore, the knowing is not an action, it is the very swarupam, the nature. Like what, when you say illumining is the swarupam, the nature of the sun, which is not an action. So burning is the swarupam, is not an action. That swarupam, we call it power. The nature is the power. The power of the fire is burning. Burning power. Dahana Shaktihi, the burning power. So Prakashana Shaktihi, illumining power. Jnana Shaktihi, knowing power. The power of knowing. When you see a flame of fire on the candle, when you light the candle, you see a flame of fire. And that fire, you only see the fire as the fire. You do not, you know that fire has the power of burning. That is why you are very careful in handling the fire. It has the power of burning. But you really do not see how it burns. When it is, you simply see it as a flame on the candle. But the same candle, suppose slips, gets, you know, some carpet gets, catches fire, something catches fire, and you know how very quickly it burns and reduces in everything into ashes. Only it is, that means that time, the burning power, which is the inseparable intrinsic, it is not incidental, but intrinsic swarupam, nature of the fire, which is there as a flame of the candle, you know, is that time the burning power is not manifest. The same burning power, it really reduces the other things into ashes. You understand the burning power being manifest. You see the fire as a fire, you can't see the burning power. You know the burning power is, But you don't know, you don't see how the burning power is expressed. Similarly here, when the whole universe, the whichever part of the universe is exposed to the sunlight, you understand the illumining power of the sun. When the world is exposed to the sun, then you can't understand the illumining power of the sun. So illumining, the power needs, any power needs expression, manifestation to be recognized. Isn't it? Similarly here, Jnana Shaktihi, the power of knowing is what? The power of knowing also is unmanifest. When the power of knowing is unmanifest, what is that? Where does the power of knowing remain? Where does it exist? Where is it located? What is the substratum of the power of burning, the power of knowing? Just as for the power of illumining, the sun is the locus, the power of burning, fire is the locus. Similarly, what is that power of, what is that which is the locus of power of knowing? We call that substance the reality. The reality. So what is the name, what is the word you can use to that, you know, to imply, to indicate that vastu, the real, you know, that one which is of the nature of knowing. That which is of the nature of knowing, you know here, the illumining is sun. That which is of the nature of burning is a fire. Like that, what is that? It is not an object, isn't it? That which is of the nature of knowing is the reality, the truth. We call that vastu by the very, 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 very swarupam. That which knows, that which illumines, that which burns, that which knows is jnanam. Janati iti jnanam. That which knows is jnanam. Then again, you have to remember, knowing is not an action, this swarupam. Therefore, the reality is implied by the term jnanam. Jnanam. Another word is chaitanyam. Chaitanyam, jnanam, chit, chitihi, samvit. So many words we use. So, consciousness. Being conscious is the nature of that reality. Therefore, it is known by the term consciousness. Being aware is the very nature. Therefore, the very vastu is known by the term awareness. Most abstract. Therefore, knowledge. Knowing is the very swarupam. Therefore, it is knowledge. So all these three words are synonyms. Consciousness, awareness, knowledge. So in this reality, the consciousness, the awareness, the knowledge, the power of knowing is. The power of knowing is when it is not manifest. Consciousness is without its power being manifest. You call it pure consciousness. When the power is unmanifest, You call it Maya at the total level. The power of knowing is not manifest. You just give a name. There is give a name, Maya. The same power of knowing is unmanifest. At the individual level, you call it Avidya. They are same. Maya and Avidya are same. And the power of consciousness manifest is the universe. The power of knowing manifest is the universe. And therefore, this one power of knowing alone is there as the power of desiring, the power of activity. Jnana Shakti is manifest as what? The power of desiring, Iccha Shakti, and power of activity, Kriya Shakti. Because activity presupposes desire. No action is possible without the desire being there. Desire presupposes knowledge. You cannot have desire for something if you do not know it exists. Before you come to know first of availability of something in IKEA, then you desire, have desire, then you drive the car and buy it. So activity presupposes desire, desire presupposes knowledge. Understand? Therefore, three are one, three in one. Jnana Shakti alone becomes Iccha Shakti. Iccha Shakti alone is in the form of Kriya Shakti. All the three powers are what? Personified as Kali, isn't it? Kali is, Parvati is Kriya Shakti. Lakshmi is what? Iccha Shakti. And Jnana Shakti is Saraswati. Isn't it? One becomes the three. We give three different names. So in this Navaratri time, we invoke the grace of Bhagavan. All these three powers put together is called what? Omnipotence. Omnipotence, potency is what? All the three powers. Power of knowing, power of desiring, power of knowing, power of action, activity. Kriya Shakti, Iccha Shakti, Jnana Shakti put together is what? Omnipotence, Sarva Shakti. And one who is endowed with that power is called Omnipotent Lord. The one who is endowed with omnipotence is Omnipotent Ishwaraha. We give the status. There is no Ishwaraha, the Lord, other than consciousness, even though consciousness is not the Lord, Ishwara. So what do we do? Invoking the grace of Bhagavan as the one who is endowed with this power is to the invocation of the very power. We invoke the power, invoking the grace of the Bhagavan who is endowed with this power. So the Navaratri time, first 3 days we invoke the grace of Shakti as the power of activity. Then we invoke the grace of the power as the power of desiring. They invoke the power, grace of Bhagavan, the one who is endowed with the power of knowing. That's why invocation of Bhagavan as the one who is endowed with the power of activity is for health. Invoking the grace of Bhagavan as the one who is endowed with the power of desiring is for wealth. And one, we invoke the grace of Shakti, Jnana Shakti, for the knowledge. So, health, wealth and knowledge. If you are endowed with the three in your life will be relatively successful, absolutely also successful. Isn't it? If any one of the three is missing also, life will be incomplete, life will not be successful. On the 10th day, we celebrate the Vijaya Dashami, the day of victory, because we invoke the grace of Bhagavan, who is manifest as the threefold powers. Therefore, we have got all the three. We invoke the grace. We assume that we will be blessed with all the three powers. So, understand. Therefore, we consider this day a day of victory, Vijayadashami. And this is the day with all we are supposed to begin anything to. So, we are supposed to begin our classes. Okay? This small thing I want to say today, because the significance of Vijayadashami today.